As you listen to the rest of the talk, label the diagram by filling in the numbered spaces 38 to 42.
So, let's have a look at what we know about supermarkets and the way people behave when they walk down the aisles and take the articles they think they need from the shelves. Now, here's a diagram of one supermarket aisle and two rows of shelves. Here's the entrance at the top left-hand corner. Now, products placed here at the beginning of aisles don't sell well. In tests, secret fixed cameras have filmed shoppers' movements around a store over a 7-day period. When the film is speeded up, it clearly shows that we walk straight past these areas on our way to the center of an aisle. Items placed here just don't attract people. When we finally stop at the center of an aisle, we pause and take stock, casting our eyes along the length of it. Now, products displayed here sell well and do even better if they're placed at eye level so that the customer's eyes hit upon them instantly. Products here are snapped up, and manufacturers pay a lot for these shelf areas, which are known in the trade as hot spots. Naturally, everyone wants their products to be in a hot spot. But the prime positions in the store are the ends of the aisles, otherwise known as gondola ends. Now, these stand out and grab our attention. For this reason, many new products are launched in these positions, and manufacturers are charged widely varying prices for this privileged spot. Also, the end of an aisle may be used for promoting special offers, which are frequently found waiting for us as we turn the corner of an aisle. Well, now, eventually, of course, we have to pay. Any spot where a supermarket can be sure we are going to stand still and concentrate for more than a few seconds is good for sales. That's why the shelves at the checkout have long been a favourite for manufacturers of chocolates. Perhaps the most surefire impulse food of all.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.